recording.
Okay. Mm. Well, when I arrived, it wasn't doing anything.
You just off. It's recording now.
Okay. Just leave it here. Each problem that
sorry, don't want to do it because we're late. We were too quick on that paragraph on the result, and I'm not on the calculator. On that first sentence, the first sentence says the commission requests an explanation. You see that sentence? I thought you could amend that request, because here we deal with observations and revelations. So I think we should just change requested an explanation for, and just instead remain concerned regarding the reduction of. So that's basically the concern that we're ready.
Okay, that's I'll give the information, but remember that was the discussion we had about, I think Honorable Ramana Gandhi raised the issue of the detectives, the Khadija, where you have, say, 300, and I think, that is the dilemma that your traditional, poor areas do not get the necessary, like detectives. And the other way, I think the committee was saying, we can't have that, where you say, for instance, in other areas you've got a full complement of people, there's crimes investigation. I think Honorable Ramana Gandhi said, well, there will be a murder in Philippines. And 2 days later, maybe police will come to stop it. So that, which committee, we can't control that. The Honorable Mark comes to you.
Thank you, Jefferson. I think that we all understand what you say. The only problem is with the usage of the term, because it might mean anything. I think what we were trying to say here, or what we said, we refer to proportionate distribution. I'm not sure whether that would be the exact term, but it's better than it. So, proportionate spread of it gives us a new way that it will go up into. But we can still go for the right term, but proportionate is better than it. So,
Honorable Bailey.
Thanks, Jim. I'm not sure if this suggested word might hit the nail closer to the head, but even the word rational, rational spend, because a part of where this discussion stemmed from was from the Funahuwa presentation showing the sort of, the high crime areas were the ones that had the worst resource ratios. Yeah, so I think, and that was said to be an irrational situation. So maybe it's irrational, but not sure.
Nothing to say in relation to
the
So we've got proportional and rational. Honorable, are you from an Oxford Advanced Dictionary? Can you suggest something?
Population, density, crime pattern density, and informs the type of employment resources. So the words equitable are not necessarily catching up. I think this is what I'm talking about. Maybe I want to review some of the people who made a presentation. They made a case or the number of dockets being carried by a detective in Seapoint compared to Kailas. So that in Seapoint you have more detectives with less caseload, and in Kailas you have got less detectives with a higher caseload. So the issue of the resource distribution is not necessarily proportionate to the challenge that you face in a particular area. So I think the recasting of it, or that part, will capture the meaning, but not equitable.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think the rationale within because rational is relative, depends on what a person thinks is rational.
I think the proportional, if we add some adjectives to proportional, it's an adjective itself, and put in maybe according to priorities or something, then it can move along with the ruler and high climb as priorities, but I wouldn't know how to call it. But if we say proportionate along the lines of the priorities that are there, so if you see how to capture it, I think that would solve all of the problems. Thank you, sir.
Jesus and all the members, I think it's fine why we chose to use word expel and just to start by saying it in the resource allocation, because it can lead to that the resource allocation was that unfairly in favor of more affluent areas. And yeah, if you look at the definition for expel, it's a fair and then the distribution of resources. So that's basically why we chose to keep it as simple as possible without trying to dictate to the people what to do. The job today must be distributed fairly across all communities. But I take the point.
Did you want more marking? And then we'll get on
that. I think it's through all of those. We say support proportionate and then that would solve the problem. Thank you.
Maybe expand it a bit. I've looked up through all the definitions of the critical. It is exactly that. But fairness in relation to crime levels. That makes sense. But I think it was just equitable in relation to what? Fair. Every station would have 20 people. That's just stupid. It's not fair. So it has to be in relation to crime levels, and then I'm happy. You say there that we need, which we have asked for on several occasions, in fact numerous occasions have been ignored, was this detailed implementation plan of demilitarization. If we don't say a few specific things, they will come back and with the same sort of response we've had before of, yeah, we're going to be more professional, we're sending some of them to university, and you must be happy with that. But I mean, demilitarization is very clear and starts with the military ranks and works all the way through. But it's almost like Stockholm syndrome now. No, we're generals and whatever else they are, and that's really important to us, and we're not going to leave that. So we'll just ignore that part of the instruction, and we'll look at sending people to university and look at more professional. So I know what we'll get. We'll get an implementation plan that's fluffy around the edges and actually achieves nothing. So I don't know that we shouldn't add to that. A detailed implementation plan on demilitarization, ranging from when the ranks will be returned to civilian ranks, right the way through. Because otherwise they're going to do what they've done for the last 20 years and ignore us.
No, my view is that if you go through the discussion and maybe the report was as well on the civilian secretariat, remember they raised the point that they are missing research, you know, and we see the committee encouraged the CSP to completely attend the research on the impact of the demilitarization of the steps as recommended by the AEP. So we said that on the conceptual level they still believe with that secretariat, but maybe we can include something to say, you know, SAP should report to us, you know, on the development or the operational development of the issue of the concept of demilitarization. That's it, maybe, but let's hear from the members. Honourable Mark.
Yeah, thanks, Chairperson. I think we specifically asked for concept document from the secretariat on this. And we didn't specifically go for the ranks. They need to come up with their recommendations, and it's them that will look at it. And I don't remember us saying that we must correct the ranks. We said they must come up with that document, and then we update the document. That's where I think we will start seeing ranks and so on and so on. Thank you, Chair.
Hello, Ramazani.
Chair, I was just lost to which particular paragraph we wanted to add this one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also, okay, we have here in, on, okay, under the recommendations, is that it's a strategic priority to receive a detailed implementation plan on demilitarization. And what married that to, at your suggestion here, looking at the civilian secretariat, where it's got this inputs by various entities in relation to demilitarization. But I don't see recommendations, it's under recommendations. If you say it's in there somewhere, under the civilian secretariat.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is that you discuss more in detail, you know, during the presentation of the civilian secretariat, how it would be put on the conceptual level. So the civilian secretariat will put the government, of course, the SAPS board exam to pilots. So SAPS will be more implemented than the development of the conceptual framework.
Chair, am I dreaming, or when we went to that hotel place, somewhere with ocean, was there? That was right at the beginning of the year, wasn't it? When we first were sworn in and we did that. And at that strategic planning session, correct, we asked the secretariat then and there to come up with a document on demilitarization and to bring it up. And here we sit, a year later we've got nothing.
Thank you.
I know I asked about it at one stage, but of course the National Police Commissioner herself has a disciplinary hearing to face. Is that something we're going to put under the general and duty one? Because that's an internal disciplinary hearing. It has to be held. Is that part of it? That's under the disciplinary hearing of general and duty, which is why we raised it, because it was a court instruction, as was now the internal disciplinary hearing into the National Police Commission. I'm tipping off the book. That's supposed to be disciplinary hearing. That's not referred to here. Are we going to insert that or not?
Before we get to the recommendation of that, we should first develop a paragraph that is an observation. Then from the observation, we then go to the recommendation. We must first observe the problem that is first suggested here by one of the markets in that section. I think under the big paragraph where you started with the vision issue, then we said that there is an observation. Then we carry it through to the recommendation that we read in terms of the monitoring of the stability. Just read that.
Yes. Maybe I'll just read the members what he said before the in the strategic overview. Leadership. The committee states that the focus theme of 2015-16 will be to assess the effectiveness of leadership, more especially in terms of stability and achievements. Then we refer to the issue of the budget, but then we also say the failure distribution across police stations countrywide must especially to be previously advantaged over these two areas. All citizens should receive the same level of service delivery, yet the resource allocation of SAPS is still unfairly skewed 20 years of democracy. The committee stated that this area should receive urgent attention. So that was the general observation that we made. So I think what Honourable Kais, we must come out with a recommendation that speaks to that. Honourable Karabana, your
last question. Yeah, I think about crime intelligence. While we say we recommend that crime intelligence be an early warning component, I mean, that's actually the core mandate. For us to recommend that they do their jobs seems a bit odd. But, you know, we've seen the dumbing down of crime intelligence in that you no longer need a degree and X years service in relevant areas. You simply need a matric. Any constable can be made a provincial head, million rand a year job with no qualifications at all. And when I asked the National Police Commissioner why she did that, she just said, because I can. So it was a very, very bizarre decision. But crime intelligence, we know, it's just crumbling. Everywhere we look, what input do you have in crime intelligence? They look at us as though we're crazy. So I think there has to be beefed up there.
No, maybe W, if I remember the discussion in the committee, it was related to the xenophobic incidents, and we said that drug intelligence might have an effective early warning system to detect, you know, any possible threats. I think that was the context, and not to say, you know, so you're correct. So I think that that might do with that more directly.
As I recall, I don't know her name, Zulu, Lady General Zulu. She was absolutely straight and said, we told them. She warned various provinces, specifically KZN, there will be xenophobic outbreaks here, here, and here. And the response from SAP's operations into those areas was totally inadequate, and that's why people died. She was absolutely emphatic that they knew it was going to happen, but SAP's other entities in the province didn't react with any speed at all. So I don't think we can blame them for that. And to say they must now establish things that they actually seem to have already done just doesn't quite work. But look back, and she's now acting number three or four, how many on probation or leave, four-page leave, a couple of them. So I don't know how long she'll be around before she's booted, but she seems to know what she was doing from the very little I saw of her. But yeah, I think the entire entity is being played with.
Thank you, Alice. Thanks, from the Honorable Kanabalan. You know, she has said earlier something very critical that yes, when engineers have picked up info, that is a possibility for why. Yet the recipient of the message does not react, so it's not planned accordingly as per the information is there. Now, what does that talk to? It talks to the elements of ineptitude within the higher structures of, you know, of the SAPS. There's a body like NICOM, where all this is coordinated. In my mind, I can't fathom what actually transpired in the head of the leadership of the SAPS when such information is brought to you and presented to you. Now, I don't think, you know, we talk about recommendations as it has been alluded to. Climate business is its job. It established decisions that there were things we had. We want to break down. I don't think we can be critical of climate business in this sense. How do we then find a way in which to capture this frustration? Here's a report from climate business is not acted upon. How, as this committee, how do we then find a way to express that frustration? Because not only the frustration of the credit business authorities, it's a reflection on the end of the challenge between the infrastructure. How do we capture that?
Honorable
Robert Connie.
Chair,
you're
speaking on W. So the W where we are?
W. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we can just modify the W. In other words, our recommendation goes to SAS and say to SAS that their management should actually deploy the resources based on the information generated from climate intelligence. In this case, you can make an example of what we're talking about. There was a warning, but there was a response that was pretty late. And if you remember the National Commissioner, that it's because we don't have sufficient resources there, we have to do a call up. So I think what we need to do here is to say, we recommend that self-management deploy appropriate resources based on intelligence generated information.
Perhaps the committee recommends that the Crime Intelligence Division early warnings be responded to by SAS management precipitously, with urgency to prevent deaths by deaths during predicted uprisings. Because they were predicted, they knew they were going to happen, but the the local measurements are just useless.
Well, I agree with this, but except the latter detail of that, I think that's what you say. Yeah, we will simply act on the information generated from the data. Yeah, with immediate. Or appropriately. Act appropriately.
Added on can be talked to this guy, I think it's a P.
building community trust, encouraging community to report crime. That's now what the police are doing. So I think that if you want to do something, include it in there. But what I was thinking that within that paragraph, we could bring in that this whole thing about safety forum. Because I think that's the forum that should be able to facilitate those kind of information. That it can encourage the stakeholders to actually strengthen the safety forum in community. But that's a big, that can help us get all that information from our service and location of Suresh. That forum will know. Because when they get together, they may share the information about what is happening. If their lights are not working, this product are not working, that forum will know. Because they will share this kind of information. I think that's where we could do the little addition that capture.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's all phrase that we now bring in. Yes. Yeah. So I think what we should do, perhaps, with respect, is that let's just add one sentence, then put your number in where you want to number. But simply, the essence of that would say that a committee that requires self-management to report back to itself in 90 days on the stabilization of management, of self-management. Just as general as that. So no one come and tell us how they are eventually stabilizing the situation, which is a container that has been raised for observation.
Things that they, if it reflects badly, they simply remove it.
You know, if there's a target, they don't meet that, simply change the target. Or remove the target, remove the, just so that they look good in the next one. So if they're failing desperately in the area, they just quietly remove it, and it's not in the next report. So I think that's something that, you know, we've got a list of these things they've taken on that we've noted during our review of the annual report. So I wonder if we shouldn't introduce those, number one, and say, you know, we're looking for these entities to be in the annual report. And secondly, I'm going to presume you're doing it, but I'm going to raise it. All of these things that we're recommending, and many of the things, they should have a, we should be, and I presume you are running a diary, where you say, okay, they had 90 days to give us this report, have they done it, have they done it? So that literally every meeting we can say, okay, by this day we should have got this, where is it? Because it's very, I've watched, it's so easy, because there's so many, so these things to just slide through the cracks. Thanks.
Yeah, my first thing is that there is a comprehensive tracking document from the Secretariat where we keep it, and you will see some of the topics that we're going to deal with in the next 4 weeks flowing from those issues. And what I would suggest, maybe even those issues and the targets, because the targets is also the bait. I mean, so that maybe we also create an opportunity at the end of June if we're going to have some time to maybe specifically deal with that hearing rather than putting it in our passage that we have a proper debate, analyze it, and come up with proper recommendations. That would be my suggestion. Yeah. On the market.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I think that tracking document is a very beautiful document. But my question is on the question of farm, as they call farm matters. A rural, you know, but specifically on farm matters, how it is called, and that's what Honorable Kolapanat was in the annual report. We discussed this point at length, and it was being pushed by Honorable Kunemar. And I can remember what Sub said. He said they don't have that classification because he specifically wants that. And they even offer that if you want that, we can give it to you. Because they don't have that portion. They've got matter as matter. They don't classify as matter, simple matter. But they said, if you want it, personally, you can come to us to give the information. But you can't put it in there. So I think that was
So, colleagues, I don't want to labor it for the already 15 minutes over our allocated time because can we make it fast that hold the vote?
Yeah, certainly to say they couldn't put it in because they didn't have it, but if you come to us, we can give it to you. It's just a nonsense. I mean, if they've got it, they could. They specifically took it out in 2007. But the issue of their rural safety strategy, which I've gone through very carefully, and the feedback all the way down is lack of funds, lack of input from the provinces, failure place. Every single reference to their 5-year rural safety plan is a catastrophe. There is no rural safety at all. So basically, you've got to take care of yourself anywhere along the borders. I mean, I was with 250 people the other day that all said we're being murdered by Zimbabweans. I want you to know, and I'm going to say it very clearly and slowly like I did last year, the DA will be reserving our rights. We cannot see it is our policy in the party that I have to go to my caucus to discuss whether or not to approve a budget. I don't have the power to say I approve it. And to have here the portfolio committee support the budget is a lie. I cannot do that. And they will come to me in the house and say, what the hell were you doing? And I'll say, well, it's in the, that's not good enough, it's in the report. It should be here that the ANC members of the portfolio committee support the budget and other members reserve their rights. I really cannot sign off on a document that tells a lie about what I've done in the committee.
I have made a good motion forward. The committee has not supported the budget and that committee is in session. So I'm moving the adoption of the budget to the committee in the list of that paragraph. And then we'll see. I think the party is very alive in the discussion in Parliament because of the lack of the government to stay here.
Honourable
Member.
Yes.
I
thought Honourable Kwanabanat was looking for the DE members, now, but I heard the DE other members also, so I just thought for you.
Now, did you come to the proposal? I'm going to put a proposal second there. Is there an alternative proposal? Honourable Swan.
I'm in the same boat as Honourable Kwanabanat. I'll have to read up my right hand.
And I have to, I mean, this is a report that says very specifically that the committee supports the budget. I cannot back that I have to have at the end of this report that we reserved our rights. And I refer to other parties that may wish to add you. I didn't mean to confuse you. I know that's obviously very easy. I just said anyone who wants to reserve their rights must get out to you because you keep on ignoring the fact that we do. Oh, but it's in the minutes tonight. This is what is tabled in Parliament. The minutes are tabled.
Honourable for number five.
I think that the Kwanabana is that the minute we reflect that the DA distance themselves from supporting the report. But the report is the product of the work of the committee that is presented to Parliament on the basis that the committee has considered the report, deliberated and agreed with the report. I would have thought the Kwanabana would say the report is reflecting what they have done here, but for purpose of supporting this report, where it goes to the debate, that mandate I don't have. Because it is not true that the honorable member has not participated in improving this report. She was in this committee and the honorable member threw up. So this report has got fingerprints in this report. It is interesting. But that's not necessarily say that they don't have the right to have to say the report. But the work of this report, they have made a contribution. So all that we're doing here, and not saying they support the budget, is the report, which is a different story altogether. So I'm saying that the report is being adopted. I think we'll proceed to the next period. But we're not going to include in the report the sentence that says DA is not a part of the report.
With all due respect to Ramana Lakhane, as he calls me, Kola Bonard, it says the Portfolio Committee of Police supports the budget. It says it, right there. So you said it doesn't say in here that the committee supports the budget. Yes, it does. And of course I meant it. I've never missed anything yet. So to suggest that somehow I'm trying to distance myself from the report is ridiculous. I do not have the right to accept the budget. I will not do it. And you cannot make me do it, but you are telling a lie, like happened last year. I'm just saying, Tuesday, that the DA reserved their rights. I'm not asking you to move the mountain. Just tell the truth in the report.
I think, let us, maybe, we've got a proposal. We have a second. There is an alternative proposal, so the motion is carried. Right. So, let's take a 5 minutes fee break, and then we'll come back to deal with the secretary. 5 minutes fee break. Thank you.
Yeah, not every year, not in the world.
Thank you.
I'm going to do it myself.
Thank you.
Are the limits in once? Yes.
I was too close to the
have a very limited understanding is that the no committee has the power to adopt a budget. The budget is only adopted by the House, and that's the House that is constituted the National Assembly. And therefore, the committee discusses the budget and they work out a report, and the report of that is what report that is ATC's that capture everything that the committee has discussed, the observation, the recommendation that is going to be recommended to the House that the House adopts. So that's why the report is tabled, and it suggested at the beginning that we suggested that this committee would be adopted. Then the House adopts that report. And it comes up. The budget adoption is a separate process. It's a separate process that happens once the poll of the committee has happened. That is what happened in the House. So in here, it is happen every year that because party have different mandates on specific budget vote, they don't, some they don't support all the votes, some support that. But as they decide before the budget is actually finalized and adopted in the House. So that's where the budget then decides what it was supporting, this one was supporting, which is a separate process than the committee process.
Right, thank you very much. Let's continue.
Really, the line says, the Portfolio Committee on Police support the budget. It can't be clearer than that. You know that. You're laughing at your tea about it, so let's just drop it.
Let's continue. Because the point eliminates can take us beyond 2 o'clock. So let's start. We deal with the draft report on the Secretariat for Police. As I said, I know the report was distributed very late, but I mean, we should assume members had opportunity to look at it. Page 1 of the report deals with introduction as well as the structure. Then the meetings that was held with the various civil society is page 1 of 5. Page 2 deals with the APCOM presentation as well as the one from POPCO. Page 2, is that okay? Then page 3 is the key concerns raised by the committee during the 14-15 financial year. We're all aware of that, so I assume there's no problems with that. And then the next page also deals with that, and it goes to the strategic priorities of the CPS for 2015-16. And then the next page starts with the budgets and the performance targets for 15-16 and the overall analysis. Everybody fine with that? Then the next page, it's page 6, deals with the program analysis, program 1, administration. That's fine. 7 is also dealing with the heart of program 1 as well as program 2. And then page 8 deals with the legislative and policy development, and program 4 civilian oversight, monitoring and evaluation, the budget allocations. And then we come to, on page 9, to the committee observations and general. The first bullet deals with our issue of strategic direction of the criteria, and our comments then concerns. Everybody happy that we can just encapsulate it. Then 10 deals with leadership stability, the acting position. Then the whole issue of democratization, members will remember that the bank could be acting here this morning. I think that works quite well in dealing with that issue. And then capacity of the CSP. Then program fund administration, vacancies, and the whole issue of under expenditure. Everybody happy with the 10 and the issue of democratization. And then we go to 11. That deals with the goods and services, economic classification, vetting, internal audit. Maybe just indicate we have invited state security people to come to us in 2 weeks from regarding the vetting. Internal audit, then the issue of chief financial officer. Then the program 2, intersectorial coordination strategic partnerships. Anything on that page, colleagues, on page 11. Then page 12 deals with the CPF guidelines.
Honourable, yes, indeed. Chairperson's checking if I didn't miss something. Under the Chief Financial Officer, page 11, In the middle of the paragraph, the committee requested the CSP to report when the CFO post became vacant and the steps taken to fill the position. Is that what we ask for, or can we not ask when they were filled? Can you ask when it became vacant or when it's going to be filled?
Chairperson, I remember that question was asked, but I don't think it needs to be reflected in here because it's overridden by the fact that we said when is it was not on the steps.
Thank you. My first impression was that there had been a revelation that Chairperson, I'm not sure the suggestion that they must have their own what are these people who look at dead people, what's the right sense? That's right. I'm not sure how we discussed that, because we definitely recommended that they have their own, but I remember the last meeting that we had, whether they said they don't have a problem with the time frames or whatever, then it fell off. Or
remember, Mark, the response to that issue that you raised, they indicated that they are sourcing it out, they advertising it, you know, to put somebody on a contractual basis. So that was already the stance. They didn't, I think, go for the extra to say they need a full-time person, you know, so. So that was, I think, the response from Lisa, if I'm correct. Priorities.
program one, administration, deals with effective revenue management, program one, administration, the graph, and then also continues with program two, law enforcement. Happy with that. Then seven is continuation, also program two, law enforcement, the graph, budget, percentage of targets. Seven. Happy with seven. Then page 8 deals with program B, communications, registration and training, and also the graph. Right. Everybody happy with 8? Then we move on to the community observations. The first one, we deal with the issue of the governance framework, the issue regarding 3, also the appointment of the new chair, as well as the council charter. Then the item on incorrect figures that was included, and that we even have the already tabled at your item. So we might just keep tabs on that next week. And then the release of the corporate head office, and then the expansion of private security in poor areas. And then the CIRA Amendment Bill and integrity. Colleagues, any queries, concerns online? Honorable Mommy.
Just for my information, I just want to remind myself, the amendment bill, where is it now? Can CIRA come up with a bill of their own, or who is responsible?
Well, remember, Honorable Markey, that was currently with the presidency for a few months, and then we resolved at the meeting that he as committee will write to the Minister of Police to inquire about the status, because it's an effect on, you know, the future developments of CIRA. So that was the solution on that issue. So it's currently with the presidency. That's page 9. Everybody happy there. Then we can go to 10. It deals with a new IT system that they indicated they're going to introduce and spend a lot of money on. Then the Security Industry Alliance Caucus and the new fee structures. The matter of revenue, as well as surplus funds, was also raised by members. Okay, everybody happy? 11 deals with the unknown fees issue, and also the appointment of the CFO. And then under law enforcement, the inspection capacity, the review of the law enforcement strategy, the sectors, and also the issue of firearms.
Other proposal,
right?
thank you very much, the proposal is carried. Yes, CFO.
That was outside of the process. For all of them, they don't have CFOs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Chairperson, I think all market observations is quite great. None of the departments are they. Only of the committee have CFOs.
Okay,
I want to apologize to you and I want to take you back to the VET report. That is now the police report.
Sorry, can I find out it has been adopted then? Are we outside No, I just want to understand. Are we just talking about it because it has been adopted, or can we go back to it?
I just want to first go on when I'm starting, we can make a call.
Yeah. There was a question posed earlier on by Honorable Paula on this side, and I tried to explain how I understand the process of the budget and how it is adopted. And there was a strong statement from Honorable Colonel Barnard waving the document to me to say, and having looked closely to the document and the sentence that Honorable Colonel Barnard was waving at me, I want to concede that to apologize and say that frankly the only way that was a problematic that we need to just change is the budget, is the word budget. In the last sentence, it's supposed to read a report, this is a report. So I do want to apologize to the Honorable Oliver Arnott that I did not detail me, you know, that one I did not. Explanation. The report was almost contradicting the explanation I was giving in terms of what happened. So I want to concede that actually we are adopting this committee report. And then because the budget we're going to adopt in the House. So I think she was right. Therefore, I want to correct myself and appeal to you that even though the report we have adopted it, it's just a word budget that is changing with the report.
So we're going to end on a very positive note. I was informed by the Secretary that we haven't actually formally adopted the police report because we wrote the chair must be seconded and proposed a seconder. So we can still amend that and let's do then that, you know, suggestion. Honourable Clark. Right.
Can I be? I'm a slow getter. What are we saying here? If somebody was to explain to me,
can you just maybe repeat your suggestion?
If I can ask the members to go to the last paragraph on the document. It says the committee, the portfolio committee on police, support the report. This is now the changing that I'm suggesting we do. Instead of budget allocation, we're supporting the report on the police budget 2014 as it stands here. It's just that the change of words budget to a report.
Can I just find out, because we had the same debate last year, if it was that easy to change that sentence, can we find out what the format of the template or whatever, how is it supposed to be before we agree?
Skip, we'll come to you. I'll just please skip that info.
Chairman, it's been a practice of the committee to do this, but I'm not entirely sure what the practice of other committees. But I think we can either just delete the entire section, because the by settling the report, we ask the House to adopt it. And through tabling it, the committee has adopted all the parts of the report. But my proposal would be just to delete the whole thing, basically.
Yeah, I wanted to speak on that, because I'm not supporting that. Just the word budget and report, but they should stay and request it. Honourable Kodavana.
Yeah, Chair, the only issue I had was that I can't say I support the budget in a report before I'd even gone to my caucus, nor would I before I do my budget vote. So it is the word budget, and I thank you for the apology now that you've read what I was talking about. I know last year I asked. Don't worry, what we do later, we'll do. I raised it with Irvin last year, and he said, oh, okay, we'll put them, you know, it's an error, but his error somehow got left in. And I raised it, it was the first year I've ever seen it, was last year. So this is the same template now that's been used, I've hence raised it again. So I can't possibly say I support the budget in a report that had actually nothing to do with the budget. So I would agree, absolutely, change it to report, and I'll look at that.
Sorry, may I ask, should we delete then also and recommend for the budget vote to be adopted?
No, I can't.
That's fine.
I think what I would, I'm not legal certainty, but that, I mean, let's just ratify, let's be our secretariat to give for us, you know, the template used by other committees, and then we can deal with it. 5 minutes break. Thank you.
Thank you.
some precedents, but I'm now at three different precedents of report that was adopted recently in May, and there's various ways. I just want to read it to you just to show you, and maybe we can just change one word. Environmental Affairs said the following: the Portfolio Committee on Environmental Affairs recommends to the House to adopt the Department of Environmental Affairs budget by 27 budget allocation for the 2015-16 financial year with allocation of SNX. So that's the fee slips. And then the one of just Cooperative Governance Institutional Affairs, the committee recommends that the 2015-16 budget allocation of the Department of Cooperative Governance Institutional Affairs and Executives be approved. And then FATES, it is recommended that the 2014-15 budgetary allocations and provisions of Department of Defense, Department of Military Affairs, Arms, or the Cars of Control Board be approved. So obviously it's a bit of a version. The only thing is the budget allocation, maybe just it's proposed as then. The Portfolio Committee of Police supports the report and of the report in relation to the Department of Police 2015-16 and the 2015-17 recommends that the budget vote need to be adopted. So we're actually just changing the word budget allocation with the report and with the reference to the Department of Police.
Can I just clarify? So I absolutely agree with, adopts the report, accept the report. But then you add on a recommends that it be adopted. I can't. Even if you wanted to do that, and that absolutely you're right, then I would have to again say, would you please put in that the DA reserves its rights? Because I again can't advise anybody. It's not, I don't have the ability to advise that a budget be adopted without making it to my caucus. I would be fired.
It's a question for clarity on the right side in terms of the semantics of words. If the committee says we recommend the vote to be adopted, is that because the only way a vote can come for the House is for the committee to adopt it? Or does recommendation mean we support for the vote to be passed by the House? That's I'm still unclear because if it's the former, to my mind, recommending it to be adopted, meaning that the committee has not taken a position on it, as it's been adopted to be debated. That's why I'm not clear on what recommendation means.
I look now at the budget vote here of corporate governance. It says here that DA and the EFF did not support the board. You know, so maybe you can reserve your right then, if we move with that. So would that be maybe then a resolution to the debate we currently have?
Yeah. See, it would absolutely, but I would say I support the report. Absolutely, every word is a stunning report. So I'm hoping my colleague would agree to support the report, absolutely, but reserve our rights in terms of the budget. That's all I'm asking for.
Honourable Clark.
Right, so what we will then do is that we will include that reworded sentence that I've indicated that I just made to the police again. So we will say that Portfolio Committee on Police support the report on the Department of Police for 2015-16 and the 2015-MDF and recommends that the budget vote be adopted, and in the DA and the UFF supports the report but to revert, reserves their right to the budget vote and the report to be considered. Is that fine? Yeah. Then, Ms. Mbengu advised that we still need to formally adopt the police report in its new form with those two paragraphs, so then we maybe get the rules on the country.
I accordingly move the adoption, Chair.
Is it amended? Yes,
seconded. Is it amended, Chair?
much for that. Thank you very much. We've done that. So we've dealt with all four reports. Thank you very much. that colleagues, we appreciate the debate on that, but we will ask for field guidance from the committee section of Parliament on the correct, you know, because we want to do it absolutely correct as a committee. So we will ask for that, and then we will do the necessary.
I have to tell you, if we assess that the absolute correct way, which is created by officials, not the people who are in Parliament, but officials, telling us what we're supposed to say and adopt in our reports, I've got a real problem. They should be taking down what we say and printing it, not telling us what we're supposed to say. Because then they'll be the MPs and I'll come and be the secretarial staff. Really. Because I can do our job. But right now, today, on this side, and I accepted what we said, and now we've got staff, not MPs, telling us that we're not allowed to say what we said. I have a real problem with that. And I think we should think very carefully before accepting it's going to be online.
Honourable Martin.
Chairperson, this is not officials telling us anything. I'm the one that opens the can of worms here. It's only a matter of structuring administrative whatever or how is this. It's like in minutes. This is the way you write minutes. You can't say we decide today that we're going to write minutes this way and that way. That was the only thing that I was asking about. And they definitely know how these things are written, how they are structured. It's simply a question of structuring, or it is allowed. I don't have a problem with it written, but maybe not in there. That's the only thing that I was saying. And there's no way, not my duty to defend them, but I won't let them be mad advice of him. That is their job. They need to advise us on the right thing. They are not telling us what to do anyway. Thank you.
I think the approach, parliamentary committees and parliamentary institutions create precedents. And for me, it's quite vital. There is no conflict precedents. It's quite clear from the three reports that we had this morning. So my view is just our reports as the Peace Committee are always excellent. It's really of good quality, excellent work. And let's keep that standard just to check, just like a fine technical, you know, assessment, is it done or not. That is really the question. It's not about fundamentals, it's just an issue that's 110%.
Chair, I want to suggest that we allow you to embark on the process of getting out for clarity, and that should guide us in terms of the final sentence. That, of course, as the chair, you would, once you have that, you would know the way to consult the reform members, that this is the final reading that is called in. So I think that I think should give you that latitude. The last point I want to make was that as a brand new member of this committee that is learning in the process, I did want to, this document, this report, it kept me away the whole night, literally last night. But I did find that there was a quality of work that went into it by the staff. And therefore, I do want to say for myself and other members that really we should thank them. The time which to put it together was not sufficient, but it took time to actually write a quality report compared to others that I sometimes see. And they remain nameless. I just want to say that, Chair, that let us thank them when they do a good job, that they did a good job with all these four documents. Actually, it's an almost 100-page document at the end.
Okay.
Just to add, in the African culture, don't simply say they did a good job and finish that.
say I'm also very, very happy about the report. Thanks a lot.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, it's my what, year 12 parliament, and the quality of the work and the commitment really of the secretary and the competent advisors are really exemplary, and I think we are very lucky as a committee to have people of very high quality. So continue with the good work, members. We will then meet the next Wednesday, and good luck with the game. Thank you very much.
I ask is this. The members that are meeting on the group for the next
year,
yeah. They are sitting up here at the